without a lot of citations. It's a point that's really very, very important, and it kind of sticks in my mind because some people have kind of not gone along with it. Some friends of mine, they're friends of mine. When they heard the story, they said, well, I don't know. You know, it's always, well, I don't know about that. If the scriptures say it, that's the way it is. You know, I don't like this idea. I don't know about that. So I'm just going to give some thoughts, and you can check up on the sermonette concept, okay? The point is that when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he was speared in the side. He died, first of all. He died. We're going to go through that in the sermonette. Jesus did die on the cross, or a stake, whichever you want to call it. Don't even want to dispute that point, get off on a rabbit trail. The point is there, he died. Now, how did he die? That's the issue, you see. Because the scripture, as you go down the series in John, it says, you know, like he was dead, and the next scripture, you know, they came and were going to break his legs, and so on. Then it talks about being pierced with a sword, pierced with a spear, kind of giving the impression that, well, he was speared after he died. Now, that's not correct. That's not correct. Now, there are different scriptures, and that's the point. I didn't bring any notes on it, so I don't have them, but there are other verses there that are missing, and I don't have those citations with me. I can bring them next time I come. But the one thing in the Greek, when it talks about piercing him through, is in a certain Greek verb that goes back in time to one act. You see, in other words, when you read it in the Greek, it says he had been pierced. Okay? So he was pierced with the spear, and that's what caused his death. That's when they came and says he had been speared and was dead, and that's why they didn't break his legs. So you get that sequence? In other words, Jesus Christ died from a spear wound. And as it says in Isaiah, his soul poured out. His blood poured out. The blood, as we'll go through the sermon, a very important concept in the death of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ did not die on the stake or the cross just by himself. He didn't die from being beaten to death, you see. He died because the Spirit pierced his side, went up into the side, and blood and water came out. Now, you see, to me, absolute proof of that is just common sense when you realize the book you have is the book, two parts to it, right, the way you have it there, New Testament and Old Testament. But I always say that's kind of an erroneous concept. That's given by man. It's really one book. So when you look to the first part of the book, what does God teach us there? All this talk about sacrifices. And when you first come in the church, you say, why is all this talk about killing animals and so on? Because it typifies the death of Christ. You see, it's an example. It's a metaphor. Which what? Which means we have a physical act, the killing of the animal, that points to a spiritual lesson. You get that? So the killing of the animal, back in the first part of the book there, the sacrifice typified and pointed to a spiritual event, which was Jesus on the stake of the cross. You see that? So the point is, how did those animals, how were they sacrificed? Not one of them was ever beaten to death. You get that? So it can't be Jesus Christ was beaten and just got on the stake and just died from being beaten. That would not be a proper sacrifice, acceptable to God. And remember, Jesus was our high priest, and he was the sacrifice. And he presented his blood, Hebrew tells us, before God the Father. I don't think, in my view, is it not his literal blood. It's the fact his blood was shed. You see that? So one, the absolute proof, in my mind, is you cannot say Jesus just died from being beaten, because that would not be a proper sacrifice. The sacrifices were killed in the most humane way, and that was by, cutting the throat, and the blood poured out, you see. So he just didn't die by himself. If he died by himself, where's the blood then, you see? See, again, there never was a sacrifice in which they took a dead animal and then brought the blood and poured it on the altar. Not from a dead animal. So it's not like Jesus died, then they took his blood. You see, these are proofs that when Jesus was on the stake of the cross, he died from a spear wound that went to his side, and his precious blood poured out. So don't let anybody dupe you and say, oh, he just died from being beaten. Because some people do hold that conviction, in my mind, erroneously, don't have real proof of it. But it's their thought, it's their baby, you see, so they hold on to these things. Okay, that's the end of that thought that was on my mind. So that's the sermonette for today.